Benjamin Banneker is often called the first African-American man of science. The mathematician, abolitionist, and farmer grew up on his family's homestead near Catonsville, the current location of the Benjamin Banneker Historical Park and Museum. The Park and Museum's Director of Education and Curatorial Affairs historian Willa Banks tells us more about the man and an upcoming exhibit, Stories in Textiles and Paper.
Benjamin Banneker, a free black man in colonial America, was one of the country's earliest scientific thinkers. Mostly self-taught, he studied astronomy and mathematics. In 1791, he helped survey Washington, D.C. Other achievements include the crafting of an American wooden clock and the authoring of 6 published almanacs. His father, Robert, an African, met and married Benjamin's mother, Mary, in Maryland. They had 5 children. Benjamin was their firstborn and only son. Within 7 years of their marriage, Robert purchased 100 acres of land in Baltimore County, Maryland, in 1737. The Banneker family established a self-sustaining farm where they grew tobacco and food crops as well as raised animals. Marylanders will have the opportunity to delve deeper into the life and times of Benjamin Banneker and his family while exploring a new exhibit, Stories in Textiles and Paper. The exhibit, opening at the Benjamin Banneker Historical Park and Museum next month, features some 20 works of art and artifacts. The pieces in the exhibit express the narratives embedded in the Banneker lineage. The family's various stories, some little known and untold, are arranged in 4 thematic sections in the exhibit: the people, the ancestors, the land, and the African diaspora. Artists reveal these narratives in quilts, paintings, silhouettes, and other paper art and fabric. Visitors are invited to engage in the exhibit through our interactive features. Children will have an opportunity to select books from the children's story shelf about Benjamin Banneker, the garden, colonial life, and African folktales. After reading or being read to, the children, like the exhibit artists, can retell the story using felt characters and a story lab board. Adults and teens are invited to engage in the exhibit and conversation by sharing their opinions and their own stories in the comments section. In this section, they can select a question card on the topic of their choice. For example, one of the cards states that land owning comes with benefits and asks how the Bannekers benefited as landowners to gain certain freedoms in colonial Maryland. The second question asks how not only land today affects the freedoms of ordinary Americans. Once these comments are discussed and are written on cards, guests can hang them on our comment tree for others to consider. At the Benjamin Banneker Historical Park and Museum, we're looking forward to using different materials and methods to tell the story of our namesake.
Stories in Textiles and Paper opens on September 8th and closes December 29th. For more information on the exhibit or the Park and Museum, please visit baltimorecountymd.gov/agencies/recreation. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.